Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. There is a connection between Bible prophecy and the activities of the moon, black holes, and the number of stars, which are equal to the number of the grains of sand on the earth. That's the headline. In a moment, scientist, astronomer, and author Don DeYoung will join me to give us more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let me ask you three questions that were of great interest to me. Number one, the moon and the earth. What effect does the moon have on the earth, and what should we know about it?
The moon is our nearest neighbor in the night sky. The more we study the moon, we realize that it does have many purposes and functions. It's all part of the creation account. Not only does the moon provide our night light and the tides, we have found out that it stabilizes the seasons that planet Earth has. And I'm sure there are other purposes to the moon that we don't even understand yet.
Talk to me about the black holes. I understand we don't know a lot about them. What do you know about them that you can explain to us?
Well, black holes, Jimmy, are a theoretical idea. Some stars, when they would reach the end of their energy content, would collapse. Gravity would take over. Nothing would stop it. And so then it's mainly larger stars that would shrink. Stars are large, millions of miles in size, but shrink down to the size of the moon and then the size of a basketball and finally just become really a mathematical point. So really it would be a dead star, a star that's worn out.
I've heard the statement said that the stars and the pieces of sand on the earth are about equivalent in number. Help us to understand that phrase.
Well, every year we see more and more stars as we have new telescopes. We've seen no end to it. But up through this year, a round figure for the number of observed known stars would be about 10 to the 22 power. That's 1 followed by 22 zeros. In words, it'd be 10 billion trillion stars. And it's interesting, engineers especially are good at making approximations of numbers. And so you can estimate the grains of sand on the seashores, on all the seashores of our planet, and you come up with a very similar number, 10 to the 22 power,
wow.
As many stars as sand grains.
Dr. Don DeYoung, author of the book Astronomy and the Bible. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this. The study of astronomy is key to understanding Bible prophecy. In Revelation chapter 1, Jesus said that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. If we want to be able to believe Bible prophecy, we must first believe the creation account in Genesis chapter 1. Thus, we know that the Creator can predict the end-time scenario of Bible prophecy. The one in the beginning, Jesus Christ, can tell us the end-time scenario of God's prophetic word, and that same person is Jesus Christ. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...